Okay, I'd like to call the meeting, the October 27, 2020 meeting of the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board to order at this time. Please stand, face the flag for the Pledge of Allegiance.
Pledge of Allegiance.
To the flag of the United States of America and to the Republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay. Social distancing will be practiced during this meeting. You'll be asked to keep appropriate spacing 6 feet away from other meeting attendees. Items on the agenda may be taken out of order. The board may combine two or more agenda items for consideration. The board may remove an item from the agenda or delay discussion relating to an item at any time. No action may be taken on any matter not listed on the posted agenda. All planning and zoning matters heard at this meeting are forwarded to the Board of County Commissioners Zoning Commission, BCC, or the Clark County Planning Commission, PC, for final action. Please turn off or mute all cell phones and other electronic devices. Please take all private conversations outside of the room. Public comment. This is a period devoted to comments by the general public about items on this agenda. No discussion, action, or vote may be taken on this agenda item. You'll be afforded the opportunity to speak on individual public hearing items at the time they are presented. If you wish to speak to the board about items within its jurisdiction but not appearing on this agenda, you must wait until the comments by the general public period listed at the end of this agenda. Comments will be limited to 3 minutes. Please stand. Clearly state your name and address, and please spell your last name for the record. If any member of the board wishes to extend the length of a presentation, this will be done by the chairperson or the board by majority vote. Approval of minutes from October 13th, 2020. We have a motion.
I have a motion to approve the minutes from the October 13th meeting.
All in favor?
Aye.
Although I wasn't present for that meeting, due to input from my colleagues, I will vote aye as well. Okay, agenda for tonight, we have quite a few holes. So we're going to start, we're going to hold items 1 and 6 till the November 10th meeting. Items 8 and 9 will be held until the November 10th meeting. And items number 2, 3, 4, and 5 will be held until the November 10th meeting. Only item we will be hearing tonight is item number 7. I have a motion on the agenda for tonight. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. All right. Informational items from the county.
I have a couple things this evening, Mr. Chairman. First of all, we've talked about this at previous meetings, but Clark County is seeking input from people throughout Spring Valley and all of Clark County on planning and zoning and development issues. Anybody that is interested, you can go to www.transformclarkcounty.com. And there's only several more days, I think, until they're going to be through with the surveys. But once again, we would encourage anybody that would like to take the survey and have some input onto some of the future planning stuff, www.transformclarkcounty.com. Okay, secondly, we brought this up as well, applications are currently available until November 12th, 2020. For appointments to this board, to the Spring Valley Town Advisory Board for 2-year terms. The terms of all the board members are up, although the board members are all encouraged to apply again. But those applications will be available until November 12th, and you can get those online or talk to me and I can get them to you. That's all I have for this evening.
All right, thank you. Okay, item number 7 Let me read it into the record here. Item number 7 is NZC-20-0427, Rainbow 26 LLC, for zone change to reclassify 3.9 acres from C1 local business AE60 zone to an MD design manufacturing AE60 zone. Use for use permit for retail as primary use. Also a design review for an office warehouse complex with two future retail pad sites in the CMA design overlay district, generally located on the east side of Rainbow Boulevard and the north side of Aquando Road within Spring Valley in Commissioner Mike Knapp's district. Go ahead when you're ready.
Yes, sir. Good evening, Mr. Chairman. Good evening, ladies. My name is Reza Ali. Last name is spelled A-L-A-I-B. My address is 700 East Silverado Boulevard, Las Vegas, Nevada. As you mentioned, this project is on a 3.8 acre land situated on the east of the Rainbow Boulevard, between the Aquando Road and Quail Avenue. This is a zone C1, and the reason for, I'm going to explain why we are asking your help, rezone it to MD. Basically, there are a few items which I'm going to read from this for you, which justifies, these are compelling items which justifies this zone change. One is changing law, politics, trend, or facts after the adoption, readoption, or amendment of the land use plan that have substantially changed the character or condition of the area or circumstances surrounding this area, which makes this proposal, which is non-conforming zone change, appropriate. One of the items is the proposed non-conforming zone change confirms to other adjacent properties, which it is, I'm going to show you on this aerial map. This is our project, proposed project. Immediately to the north of us, 3.5 acre of land is high voltage substation from Nevada Power, which this is the same as compatible to MD zone, which we are trying to request this to be changed. So this is right next to that kind of zone. The other one is this cell tower, which is again, both of these can be in MD zone and appropriate to change. And one of the reasons which this land has not been developed so far, which I have been involved with this since 2003 and changed three hands of the ownership, because of these two items, these two buildings, we couldn't find attract anybody to come and pre-lease or express the interest to develop this land. That's why this land changed three people throughout this since 2003. Now we are at this point, which we have two parties, which we have tentative agreement with them. If we develop this to MD zone as a warehouse, they are willing to develop this land. And this probably this is the only land along the Rainbow Boulevard which is not developed. And in addition to being not very attractive property, also it is a pity that we could use this for appropriate use as MD and for warehouse, which we already have interested party, and we are very excited to develop this as soon as we get approvals. So the other items which I have to mention is density or intensity of the uses allowed by the non-conforming zone is compatible with the existing and planned land use in the surrounding area, which I mentioned, this one and this one especially. The east side, this is an undeveloped, this aerial photo, this is an undeveloped plan, C1 zone, and this is office building, and this is office building as well. Basically, there is no adverse effect on this area if you develop this to a warehouse, which it is in need comparing to other uses in the along the Rainbow Boulevard. Rainbow Boulevard is really saturated with the office buildings and shopping center and those sort of things. And the other item which makes this thing appropriate is just less than half a mile from this property, there's the same kind of MD zoning which has been approved in last year. And also, we are less than 2.5 miles from 215. And the other items which can be very supporting this project is hour of the use. Basically, most of the 99% of the use of this property is going to be after 10 p.m. So from 10 p.m. to 5 p.m., 90%. As I can show you here, we have two buildings. We call it building A here. And this building, this is 49,000 square foot. And this is less than 9,000, plus one is 9,000 square foot. We had this project planned totally different. And we diligently worked with the zoning department, and we totally changed this design by deleting one of the access from the rainbow. So we have only one access. Before, we had two access. We deleted this access also, so we have no access from upon the road. We have only one exit, which is one-way road. So we minimized the access roads, and we thought it's going to be function because it's going to be in use basically between the 10 p.m. 90% of the time. And this has office plus the warehouse use. And there are two properties, two land here, which we are going to develop down the road, which is going to be separate from this application, which is going to be maybe a restaurant or coffee shop or those sort of things. So basically, everything you are seeing here is supporting the idea of putting this building here and creating, not only we are, as you see, we redesigned the whole appearance of the building. I don't know if you can see these elevations, but the perspective probably is going to be more, you know, I can bring it closer.
And you probably want to see the elevations.
This is building A and this is building B. It designed very attractive buildings, which is not going to be look like warehouse at all. It is probably more good looking building than the adjacent buildings along the Rainbow Boulevard. Can you come closer to you? The buildings are designed very attractive. As you can see, it doesn't look like warehouse at all. And we have only one access from Rainbow. One exit to the road. So this has minimal effect on the traffic and surrounding areas.
Okay.
We need your help to approve this project to create jobs, especially in this situation. We are not going to even need the financing. We are ready and excited to start this construction as soon as possible. We are going to create a minimum of 49 permanent jobs for these two buildings only. In addition, if we build those two parcels on the front, which is going to be additional job creation on those two buildings as well. We need your support, not only to help us to develop this land after almost 20 years. She's sitting over there, and it's not going to work as a shopping center or C1 zone, and the only reason is these two really strange, this power station, which is high power substation, and this tower. And we tried very hard to develop this before, once in 2006, then in 2010, and now we are finally found out the use for this area, because it's going to be exact same use as these two. So it's appropriate to support the idea of this story, especially when we are building a building which is very attractive, if not better looking building than the other buildings in the existing building, the Rainbow Boulevard. We are even explored the idea of talking to the hospital right less than 500 feet away, and we are negotiating with them if we can use some of these buildings for their warehouse, which they are telling us they are interested. We haven't gone further than just the preliminary negotiation, but we have two people which we have signed release agreement with them. So I hope you support this project. And keep in mind, we are not asking for anything stranger than this substation right next to it, only across from this one street. So it's the same use of this, and same use as this one.
Okay. Okay, is that it? All right, any questions or comments from the audience for this applicant? Yes.
My name is Lawrence Hockey. I'm actually the representative of the building owner that is to the west of that project. I've also been requested by the property owner right behind that parcel to come and discuss this decision. We kind of feel that the problem is that the use of the property for industrial does not go along with Rainbow as a whole. 99% of the zoning there is either C1 or C2. But most importantly, the substation that the gentleman referred to is actually currently zoned to RV, and so are the other parcels. So they never rezoned it for any type of industrial use. Part of our problem is in regards to the density of the use. Rainbow as a commercial street has high traffic, and we would prefer to see something more complementary to the businesses that are around that area. We feel that the gentleman can actually make more money per square foot in leasing on retail than he can on industrial, office or retail for that matter. And that's the fundamental issue. We also don't know. We've seen the plans a bit. We saw some drawings of semis and stuff like that. We're not sure if the turning radiuses would work there, but that's primarily our issue. Is we would prefer to see something with higher density. Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Make sure Carmen gets your name and address. I don't know if we caught that on the front or. Real quick, sure.
We work with the Public Works Department. They are very diligent. And the reason for eliminating this entrance here, because entrances per public work and code must be minimum of 125 feet from the intersection. So we deleted that one, which it wasn't. We deleted another area here. This project is being checked with the, all kinds of codes which public works requires us to proceed. So we have all those radiuses and everything is worked out, and there's no problem with that. Well, besides, as I told you, this is going to be used between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m. So really, that it's not going to have any effect on any surrounding building at all.
Okay, thank you. Did you have something?
I have a question. The drive aisle behind the building appears to be about 24 foot wide, and it's one way, but you've got overhead bay doors. How was a semi-tractor trailer that's 52 to 58 feet long supposed to back up to those bay doors for this industrial use?
Yes. The use of this, basically, these two people which we are talking, they are providing decoration and partitions for these conventions in the convention center. They have panels which they are going to store here for once a year for use of their convention. And all the trucks which they have for their use is to the side is open the door. So the truck door is to the side, not to the back. So we are not going to require any dock leveler, as you mentioned, in the regular warehouse. This is not really industrial per se. It is more storage for keeping these partitions which you are going to raise for this convention. I'm sure you have done and seen those. There are cubicles which each of them, they're going to be once a year, and then they're going to store it here for the next year. So basically, they're very lightweight panel. At the side of the trucks, they have a door. And beside most of the trucks these days, they have these elevators, which is going to lower the whatever it is they are carrying down, and then it's going to go inside there.
So you'll have semi-trucks partially blocking the one-way drive behind the building in order to be loaded?
Most of them are not semi. As I said, your trucks, which it is, but semi-truck can come too. But these are mostly trucks which it is smaller than semi that you are envisioning. They are carrying these partitions for this convention. And mostly they have door to the side, on the side of the truck, not on the back. But they have on the back as well, but they have door on the side which is going to be open and directly it's going to go inside. And that 24, because the public works asked us to make it 24 foot wide. We didn't need it. You can use 16 foot wide road for one-way drive. This is one-way drive. But they told us make it 24 and we listened.
Okay. Anything else? No? Okay, Angie?
Okay. Well, staff hasn't changed their recommendation on the mile that we know of, correct?
Yes, their code, per their regulation, they cannot approve this because this is a non-conforming zone. So it has, we have complied with everything they said, made all the changes they requested. But per code, they cannot recommend, they have to say, because it doesn't go with the zone C1. That's the reason.
Well, I have a couple issues. One is that as your neighbor has stated, Mr. Tenney, that I don't really feel that it's that the building really fits in with everything else there on Rainbow. You cannot compare a substation that is an absolute necessity for whether it's business owners or homes. You have to have electricity. It's just plain and simple. And the utility companies have to put substations wherever they need to put them. You just cannot compare that to putting in a warehouse. And if we allow this warehouse, you're saying this is what's good, what the use is right now, the proposed use. But who's to say that they won't outgrow this, they won't want to move someplace closer to the convention center? To me, this kind of seems like a ridiculous location for partitions for the convention center. Why they wouldn't be storing their partitions closer to their facility instead of clear down on Rainbow? But anyway, so you're building this warehouse out here on Rainbow. Granted, the front doesn't look whole lot like a warehouse, but you've got this back set up with these clearly warehouse doors. The inside's going to be a warehouse, and say 2 years down the road, the convention center is no longer using this location. You cannot back a semi up to this. And so now you've got this giant warehouse that's sitting empty that someone else is going to want to use. It's a warehouse facility that you can't back your truck into. I mean, I just don't think that this is a great location to put a warehouse. I think, you know, Rainbow is so commercialized, it's not industrial. There are definitely better locations for industrial uses.
If I may, you have approved similar use for 1.5 mile, less than 1.5 mile from this property. You have. And by code and by the law, if you have similar use next to you, so it makes it reasonably justified to have the same situation. Power station is much bigger, as you said, you're correct. But power station is industrial use, same as the cell tower. So if you are similar to the surrounding uses, that can justify. Another item is, normally these warehouses for the convention, they are all over
the system. The need for a warehouse are completely different.
No, I'm not saying it is compatible.
Would you like us to call up this, you know, Nevada Power and have them shut down that substation,
no,
see if they can do that, see
this
what
is,
happens to the area that's serviced by that?
Of course not.
Versus not having this warehouse?
No, of course not.
See how many people are affected?
No, of course not. By law, if you are compatible to the surrounding area, it justifies that use. That's how I see. And besides, these are sort of warehouses all over the place. It's on the North Las Vegas. Normally, they are all closer to the convention center because of the value of the property. They are as far as the racetrack. There are many of them over there. But the reason for us, it is, we tried this, developed this place for the past 17 years, which I've been involved with, and we are not able to. And it's going to stay like this forever. If we don't get this opportunity, which we have two parties interested to develop that, and they know what they are doing, that's their business. We are going to use this basically between 10 p.m. and 5 a.m., so it's not going to have any adverse effect on the traffic or building surrounding buildings.
Catherine?
Yes, I do have a couple questions. Can you bring your map over here? I am still kind of confused as to, okay, right now you only have two parties that are interested in your building, right? So there is one interested in this whole thing, one interested in this whole thing?
Yes, the one of them. Not the whole thing, but the one which is interested on this one, it is the asking for the whole thing. Because I am not a brother, I think he's in the business of the clothing business. So he has smaller trucks, smaller need for the building, so that's what he said.
Okay, so where is the place where they load and unload?
Yes.
Okay, let me put it this way. I'm going to rent one of these places, they pretend. And I have a big old truck. I don't know how long I've not. So walk me through how my truck can get to my space. So unload and then unload your
truck. You come to here and go this way. If it is for this business, and I back up this way. As I told you, this guy is in the business of the...
How many bay are there?
He's just engineering drawings, but if he rents the whole thing, probably he's going to have only one entrance for his use. But he can put as many as you want along.
So you haven't decided where the bay is going
to
be?
Yeah, he does. We are projecting every day to have what has. For this guy, he's not going to use the 75 feet long trucks that you see. They deliver the groceries, stores, and stuff like that.
So these buildings are not, I mean, these traffic, I'm not for the big old semi truck.
No, not necessarily. This one may, but this one, according to this guy, is not.
So, if I have a huge truck, the semi truck.
So I come here,
okay.
So I go this way, I just see the truck. This is the dimension. So if they have door on this side, they're gonna open the doors and.
Okay, so you can't back it, you can't back it.
No, no. There is no need for it. The thing which you back is the, like, you bring the grocery to the grocery store. They have to buy it because they have to lift truck, go in the truck, and it comes up. These are mostly panels, which is on the rollers. They roll it back into the building.
So here is rainbow.
This is rainbow.
So all the truck have to come in through rainbow.
Yes. This entrance, then like this, go here, and then go around. And the reason for this cut is for the concern that the gentleman had for the radiuses. We had to cut this corner to make these correct radiuses. And this is one day old. So I go out.
The length
of this truck is here, 75 foot truck, which is the biggest truck. But normally for these guys, the way they explained it to us, since they are using these panels for the separation of the each cubicle for the foundation, it's going to be like maybe 10 foot by 15 foot panels, which is going to go inside.
So, are these your two commercial pads that you're talking
this
about?
One, this one.
Which one?
This one.
Are you facing really close?
Okay.
What did that put in the whoever?
Most likely, we are not proposing it as part of this application, but most likely it's going to be coffee shop or fast food restaurant.
Okay. Is there any block wall around the property or where is
it? It doesn't require, but we can. For instance, we spoke to the gentleman who owns this property on the east tower. And he was concerned we are going to block his view. This is the
agenda,
which
I went out to the site and looked at it. I saw, so which of this gentleman's? Do you have the one story building?
This one.
Mine is right there to the west of, No. That is Mr. Dan Lowell's, the requested garden that I come here to.
No, this is it?
The one to the south.
Right here? Right now? So you're across from
the rainbow? Is this the building? Your building? I'm
sorry. Is this the one? Yes. The big one with the rainbow. So you're across from the rainbow? It's right across from the rainbow. Okay. So it's not going to have any effect on him, because all he's going to see is this view. Across those two.
What is this?
This view is this one.
So these are windows?
Blue ones, yes.
So this is like a main entrance to?
Offices, because there are going to be offices.
So this is the back. So
this is the back.
So they will not see this?
No, they will not see this.
So this is where the truck will go and load here,
yes.
On this day here.
Correct.
So the truck will be blocking, will be along here.
Correct. Basically, as you can see here again, the truck is going to be on the back.
Yeah.
They are going to see this.
Okay,
this
so
view.
You go in here, go around.
Right.
So all these turning, that will be sufficient turning for a big old truck.
It is.
The semi.
It is.
It is? That's fine.
Yeah.
I don't drive that much.
No, we have, as I told you, public works, the key commissioner is responsible for these dimensions and curves.
So just go around and they come up this way to a problem.
So that guy there, he's gonna see what it is.
So I'm just thinking, you know, what will the people on Rainbow see it?
That's all. That's what I'm gonna see.
So see that the parking lot, what is, how this is the possible commercial this here?
Yeah, these two.
And here? Now.
That's gonna change your entrance and exit down the road too, isn't it?
No. Yes, if we approve this, we're gonna stay.
That becomes the fast food spot on the corner. People aren't gonna come in and drive around your whole building.
Yeah, they're gonna come in here. They're gonna go around and they're gonna come out. Same thing, they're gonna come in, they're gonna go around, they're gonna come out back here. Or they're gonna go around back here. And most likely they're gonna come back to this one.
Now, how many office, this space here?
Thousand square feet here, 1,000 square feet.
Oh, this is only 2,000 square feet?
The office.
The office?
The whole, the building is set at 59,000.
So is there enough parking space for all the people that work there?
Yeah, these are code, you have to follow. By code, you have to follow all these requirements. So for warehouse, it is 1.5 per 1,000 square feet.
So how many parking space you have?
You have more than enough. They're required, if you can read it there.
Should be.
Yeah.
You find 91, oh my.
Correct. You have to follow these codes and target clearly, they call it for the landscape or the, all the codes, number of the parking. For instance, these islands should be each 6 parking, has to be 1 island. So we have to follow this and everything is followed.
So what is this?
This is the building on the back, right on the side. Another line which.
And how tall is it?
Again, by code, we can go up to 35 feet.
Building height up to 45?
35.
35?
Cannot have more unless we ask for.
But you have single story?
Single story.
So inside, do they have loft or?
No. They need the full height.
I mean, I like the look of this.
No, probably it's gonna be very beautiful with it.
But here is just one long, well, thing, it doesn't. The building does look like a warehouse. And with the size, the small building, you know, with your domes and also, I mean, that is complementary to some of the building around it, but this one is kind of one flat thing.
It is not flat. We have three broken elevations because of the land height, the slope of the land, so it is a step down. This is what we're talking about. So this building on this corner is solid, comes down, it's shorter. Again, this is shorter than that. And these are pop-ups. So as you see here. This one's.
So the back, so this is the back, so you step down a bit.
So it's not plain elevation. And that was another one which we explained in our justification. We have to make these changes so it doesn't, it's not flat, it's not completely the same height, and we're just changing as we go from east and north to south. You can see these buildings are much nicer than the rest of the buildings in the rainbow. We are really trying very hard to make this thing work. We haven't been able to do a C1, like shopping center or grocery store. Nobody's interested because of that substation. And as you know, even substation is not allowed to get the residential.
Okay, let's have maybe one more question. I feel like we're going over the presentation all over again, so let's wrap up the questions and move to a vote, please. All right, that it? Okay, do I have a motion on the item? Anyone? All in favor?
Aye.
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 All right. Thank you.
Thank you.
Item goes to Planning Commission November 17th for your information.
Okay, thank you.
All right. Sit on that item. Okay, general business. General business.
General business, Mr. Chairman, is that we've held this over to nominate an alternate for the 2020-2021 Community Development Advisory Committee. Angie was nominated as the representative, and as you know, Angie typically hasn't missed any meetings. We don't anticipate that the alternate would be required to attend much based on past history, but they have requested that we at least do have an alternate that we can report to the board. And so at this time, if the board would like to make a recommendation, we can go from there.
Well, I'll recommend myself for, if that's possible, to be the alternate. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
All right. Comments by the general public? Not seeing any. We'll skip past that. Next meeting, November 10th, 2020. Motion for adjournment. We are adjourned.